Roger McGowan runs the Center for Agricultural Law and Taxation at Iowa State University.
Farm tax, in many instances, is totally different from taxation with respect to non-farmers.
For example, farmers can average their income out over 4 years to reduce their tax burden. They typically don't pay quarterly estimated taxes, and they can defer crop insurance proceeds, which were a big part of income for many in 2012.
Farmers didn't necessarily have a great crop to harvest, but they harvested a huge amount of income last year. It was one of the biggest years, inflation adjusted, since going back to the 1970s, and so it was a great income year. But the bulk of that was, for many people, crop insurance. Well, there's a special rule with respect to crop insurance.
There are many special rules. McGowan says the manual for the farm tax schools he offers for tax lawyers and accountants runs 1,000 pages. With Congress only finalizing fiscal decisions at the start of January, the IRS pushed the farm tax deadline out to April 15th.
You got good shoes on. Because we're going to go through some mud.
From here at his farm's headquarters, Mark Kenny can see his childhood home and farm and the original farm his great-great-grandfather bought. Today, with his dad and brother-in-law, Kenny farms that land and more, a total of 3,000 acres in Story County. He says farm finances may not be what attracts a person to farming, but they need constant attention.
When it comes time for taxes, it is a little bit complex, but it's part of the job. I mean, if you're involved in agriculture today to any scale, you need some tools, some fiscal tools in your toolbox, just like you'd have wrenches and pliers and that sort of thing.
Kenny doesn't shy from numbers. He has a master's degree in agricultural economics. The later tax deadline means he doesn't have to write a check as early as usual. But other than that, he says the impact's minimal because he still had to make most tax-related decisions before December 31st. Kenny says his return's ready.
All the filings that have my name on it, I think we're up to 110 pages right now. So it does get complex.
Farmers who are not turning a profit or who don't earn at least two-thirds of their income from farming always have till April 15th. Matt Russell works off-farm at the Drake University Agricultural Law Center in Des Moines and operates Coyote Run Farm with his husband. He says they're putting all their proceeds back into their 8-year-old farm.
There's an incentive in the tax code to do that, and there's an incentive to the farm. I mean, Congress has done this intentionally because that's a very effective multiplier.
Russell says the local equipment shop and grain elevator, even neighbor kids he hires, benefit from money staying on the farm. Still, Russell expects someday Coyote Run Farm will have to pay taxes. His father, also a farmer, has prepared him.
My dad told me from when I was little that, you know, if you have to pay taxes, then things have been going pretty well.
Heading into the new season, the Agriculture Department predicts another record year for farmers in 2013. And that means more to report at tax time next year. In Ames, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.